vibe every SEAL threw off, no matter how long they'd been out of the service. But that sage bullshit wisdom worked. The kid jumped up, hardly managed to bother with a nod at me before he followed after Dale, picking up his drill. Tugging on a tool belt that dirtied his stupid hipster skinny jeans. I downed the rest of my coffee, holding back a laugh when the kid threw a glance over at me, then jerked his attention away as I pointed to myself, mouthed, "The fucking storm," and shot him the bird. Damn straight. New season, the whole of which we'd spend a few miles from the entrance to Mount Rainier National Park, renovating a huge log cabin, and a brand new intern to torture. Hell, it was stupid, but I didn't party like I used to. Had to find some kind of fun where I could. I gave the kid a day, maybe two. Once he realized this gig wasn't grabbing coffee for the producers or standing in for the grips or camera people, once he realized there was a hell of a lot of work to do, then he'd get bored or scared and head out with his tail between his legs, or suspenders, or custom Converse. Dale barked orders at the kid as Jin fought with Mario, the floor contractor. The general bustle of bullshit that came along with the setup the crew did for shooting got louder. The noise, annoying, gearing up to piss me right off. And then, somewhere about an hour into our day, all that shit went quiet. It was a silence I was familiar with. Had heard it years before, when kids at school back in Seattle saw me for the first time after my old man took a dirt nap. Funny thing about death. People are sorry for you, but they feel compelled to ignore you. Someone you love dies, and the world acts like you were the one who bit it. They don't have a damn clue what to say. They only know they can't mention death or dying or how much it sucks. So, in general, you get the silent treatment because, bottom line, people are self-centered, graceless assholes. Anyway, that was the thought I had. The familiar silent sting I recognized when all the noise on the set went still. It meant Kit was back. The kid was the only one still yammering on. Hands around an extension cord, hipster was boring Jin stupid about some shit I didn't care enough to listen to. I only knew she was listening to him because she jabbed him in the rib as I walked through the set, bypassing gawking, awkward folk watching as Bill, our producer, spoke to Kit like she was a kid, not the talented, badass host of our show. He was doing the bumbling, clueless shit. A glance around the set, the stares she got as she walked into the cabin, and I realized everyone did the same. Stared and gaped and looked like assholes in the process. She kept her dark gaze on the top of the cup of coffee she held, listening to Bill as he patted her shoulder, as he made pointless attempts to distract her from the suck she'd landed in.
So, you, I...
Bill spoke in monosyllables, some freakish jackass language he clearly didn't have a handle on. What I mean is...
Look, Kit said,
waving off his muttering stupidity with a shake of her head.
I get that this is weird and you don't know what to say, but I'm okay. You really don't have to be back yet, sweetheart.
It was hard not to laugh at the glare on Kit's face. She thought Bill was some reject from the 70s. No one had clued into the notion that it was definitely not okay to pinch a woman's ass or call a professional sugar or sweetheart. I mean, shit, he was from California, not Georgia. There was zero excuse for the sweet talk.
I'm fine, she mumbled,
hid those two words behind a long drink from her styrofoam cup, and kept her gaze downcast. Stifling the glare I knew was there.
Babe, I know it's been hard.
Bill stood a little closer than I liked. And I thought about breaking it up, telling him to go fuck himself, but I knew Kit wouldn't appreciate the big brother shit. She wasn't a princess. She was a fucking general. She could cover her own ass.
I know you and your cousin were close.
Bill put that flabby arm around her. And Kit straightened her shoulders, taking a step to the